Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How does the City of Indianola work with the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau to help the city grow and prosper? Let's go in depth with Indianola City Councilman John Parker. John, how long have you been on the Indianola City Council?
I am finishing up my second term, so I've been on about 7.5 years.
Is it rewarding?
Oh yeah, I love it. It's been challenging at times, but some of the changes that we've made and improvements, it's pretty exciting to see it. I had no idea what I was expecting when I got into it. I had been on school board for three year terms, and so I kind of little understanding, but city council is completely different than school board. But it's been very rewarding.
But you probably get the bigger picture than if you hadn't been on the school board before.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, it helped with understanding the budgets. It takes you a couple years just to understand how the government budgets everything. They call things different. It's not a lot different than our own, but the way you do things with different funds and all, it is kind of confusing. So having spent that 9 years, it was much easier for me to jump right in right away and kind of understand some of those things.
Well, and one of your roles on the City Council is to work with the Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau, or CATCH Des Moines, as
Correct.
It's referred to.
Yes.
What's the specifics of that role?
I actually serve as one of the board members, the 2080 agreement board members for CATCH Des Moines. There are, I believe, 11 communities, and there's a representative from each one, and I was chosen to represent Indianola. I go to quarterly board meetings, and then there are other committees. I've asked to be on the budget committee, so then we help set up the budget and present that to the full board for approval. And then one of the new things that they're starting is a 2080 agreement. I can't remember the term they're using, but basically what it is any extra money that we have after the budget's all set up, that there's going to be funds set up to where the 2080 agreements, which is basically the communities like Indianola or Johnston or Des Moines, West Des Moines, could, if they have a project that they would like to see somebody invest into the CVB, that we would take in applications and run through, and if it's a project that we would like to fund, then we'll help fund with those monies. It's a new thing. West Des Moines is in the process of building a new sports park complex where we'll have, I believe, soccer fields and softball fields, baseball. I believe it's going to have an ice arena. Pretty major project, and because in the past CATCH Des Moines they've invested in Wells Fargo Arena as well as the Des Moines Public Library, West Des Moines came and said, hey, we would like to have an investment as well. And it actually created a little bit of a division. Some of the communities, the first draft that came up with the process of how we would do this, it kind of basically set it up for Des Moines and West Des Moines only, because it would be fairly large projects. Now, they aren't just giving the money. You have to prove, and it has to be done by auditors, but you have to prove what your return on investment will be, and it has to be a 20% return on investment. In other words, will your project bring in enough visitors to rent hotel rooms for a 20% return on the investment of the money that's given? So we maxed it out of a $75,000 amount over no more than 5 years. So there is a little bit of limited amount of money that will be there, but the key is it's got to be a project that will drive visitors, and we call them heads and beds, so trying to drive people into the community.
Well, is it hard to compete with the West Des Moines and the Johnstons? I mean, just from a workforce perspective, they have all kinds of people they can throw at a project.
Right.
Or smaller communities like Indianola.
Right. Yeah, the one thing I've noticed, when I first got on council, we were not really involved in the region. We were not part of CVB. The National Balloon Classic was, as a private organization. They were members and continue to be members, but the city was not. And the same thing with the Greater Des Moines Partnership. We were not part of that. We were part of Bravo for the arts. And really, nobody really knew anything about Indianola. Greg Marchant and myself, Councilman Marchant and myself, kind of proposed that we join these other committees to get involved in the region. In talking with Jay Byers, who is the executive director for the Greater Des Moines Partnership, which is the regional chamber of commerce, who went to Simpson, who had lived in Indianola and knows Indianola well, we asked him, what is it that, why does the Des Moines metro region not really think of Indianola? And he said, well, they're not accessible. Nobody really reaches out. You're not part of the region. And so we talked and went back to the council at that time and agreed to join the organizations. And it's been pretty successful. New city manager Ryan Waller right away hit the ground running and extended it, reached out to the Des Moines Partnership and Catch Des Moines as well to use them for different events that we had or knowledge base or reaching out to other organizations, and it's been very successful. And because of that, they include Indianola more and more. And so we are becoming more part of the region rather than just the little guys stuck down on the bottom of the map. And that's kind of what Indianola was thought of for a long time.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Indianola City Councilman John Parker about how the City of Indianola works with the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau. So then you can advocate for Indianola?
Correct, yes. Oh, most definitely. In fact, one of the things we were doing as far as the board for Catch Des Moines, we were doing some planning for the next 5 and 10 years. And one of the things that came out of that and that I was a big proponent of was doing a regional master plan, kind of a Convention Visitors Bureau master plan. And one of the reasons I was pushing for that was there's a lot of times there's events going on that, say, event in Indianola could piggyback off of an event that's going on in Clive or in Johnston, but we don't know. Everybody's busy with their own thing. So if we kind of had a master plan, so everybody kind of knew what events were going on, there are times where you might be able to draw in people that maybe were coming into Indianola for an event that wouldn't mind spending a day and going to Clive or vice versa, to where we might pick up more visitors to Indianola when we may not have if had we not advertised or really knew what was going on in the region.
And so then Indianola would become part of the marketing for something in Clive or wherever?
Yep, correct. Yep. And we are, with being part of CVB, any of the marketing plans that they do, we are part of that as well. They help promote the National Balloon Classic. They help promote the Metro Opera. We have a number of youth sporting events in Indianola, large softball and baseball tournaments that CVB is part of as far as helping with advertising as well as regional hotels. And with our new hotel being built, the Country Inn and Suites, that's helped because most of the time, these teams are coming in from Oklahoma or coming in from Missouri, they would all go out to West Des Moines or up to Altoona to stay in hotels. And so we're able to keep that dollars here, and CVB helps with those types of things.
And so based upon your knowledge of Indianola and your knowledge of the kinds of things that Catch Des Moines does, what do you see as some of the directions Indianola needs to move to maximize, your relationship?
Sure. One of the things, and I know it's been talked about, and I've kind of gotten busy and I've gotten away from it, one of the things I would like to see done, and I had two daughters that played sports, and so I was a lot of the youth sports stuff. There's a lot going on in Indianola, and a lot of resources we have with our softball fields, our Little League fields, Pickard and the Little League Park, as well as there's volleyball tournaments out at the field house and at Blake Field House, as well as at Simpson, as well as at the high school. And there's wrestling meets. All these things are going on. Swim meets at the Y. We really would, in my opinion, I've always thought that we needed to have like a master kind of a council of representatives from each one of these different organizations that are drawing people into Indianola to be able to work together and communicate to know what types of things that we're doing in Indianola to, I think, generate probably even more visitors that we don't even know what we're doing. Not the left hand doesn't always know what the right hand's doing. And so I've always thought that like there was a youth sports council that we could be known, Indianola could be known in the region as one of those communities that's really proactive and bringing in visitors to the community through, you know, different youth sports events, and we could have more larger regional tournaments or even national tournaments and events in Indianola to attract people from outside the area.
That's a really big deal, getting those kids coming in for, you know, those larger events that
sure.
can just
sure.
really descend upon a community.
Right.
And so do we have the facilities, the sports facilities, the fields, whatever?
Right. We have a number of them. There would be, to be able to get to the next level, there would need to be some updates and some additions and improvements. But that's one of those where, you know, working with the city, with Parks and Rec, they do a phenomenal job with Pickard Park and then working with the Little League on all these USSSA baseball and softball tournaments that are held almost every weekend throughout the summer. They do a phenomenal job of working with them, but you know, you add more fields, they're gonna show up and fill those up. And right now, I know my wife was in charge. She ran the Indianola Volleyball Club for a number of years, and we started adding tournaments in about 5 years ago. And it was not uncommon. She'd do two tournaments a year, and it wasn't uncommon to have at least 35 or 40 teams, 10 girls each, and all the parents, grandparents coming. So, you know, and that a lot of them were in the region, but yet we would get teams from Cedar Rapids, we get teams from Kansas City. So, and that was just kind of scratching the surface. You could add more with the facilities. Everybody that's ever walked in the Blake Fieldhouse are like, oh my goodness, wish we had this in our community. You know, there are a lot of things that the facilities that we do have, we could take advantage of. And I think, you know, as things would grow and progress, we could add more to that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Indianola City Councilman John Parker about how the City of Indianola works with the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau. Well, City Manager Ryan Wallers explained to me before the importance of planning and mm-hmm. growth north that mm-hmm. you need to think very seriously about. And I presume your role on this board as well as a city councilman mm-hmm. that really helps inform, I don't know, the decisions that the council
sure.
is making?
Sure, yeah, most definitely. You know, like with the Convention Visitors Bureau Board, one of the things we're actually a little concerned with right now is the huge number of hotel rooms in the Des Moines metro area that have just all of a sudden popped up and continue to grow. You have to be a little bit careful about that because they start cannibalizing on each other, and that's not something you want to do. The one benefit that we have in Indianola is that we do have a little green space, so we are separated a little bit from the metro. So we're able to, you know, I think as we grow and add, we definitely could add more space for that. Growing north, you're right. Planning, we're working on street plans right now. We're working on stormwater plans. In the process, about halfway through the process of a new comprehensive plan and doing an update and a revised comprehensive plan for the community, for growth. I think all those things, working then with the different entities in the community, like I mentioned, all the different sports groups or, you know, the youth sports groups, we know if, all right, we've got these plats developed, you know, that could be developed in the next 5 to 10 years, we could add, you know, 4,000 or 5,000, 10,000 people to the community. We kind of need to be thinking about what types of things do we need for that growth to happen. So, and then two, once we get that growth, what types of things do we may need to facilitate the recreation or visitors that we do get to the community. So.
Well, it just seems that it's really important for Indianola to have a seat at that table
yeah.
where all of this is happening, to not only maybe influence things in the favor of Indianola, but just also to learn what else is going on.
Sure, most definitely. There's a broad range of communities. You know, even Perry sits on this board, as well as some of the other communities that are a little bit farther away. Perry's probably the farthest away, but it is amazing that the amount of activity that goes on in a lot of the other communities. So when we usually at each quarterly meeting, we'll talk about things that are happening, go around the table and talk about things that are happening in our communities. And it's nice to know what types of things are they adding in Altoona, or what types of things are going on in Johnston or Clive or Indianola. And it, you know, when you're able to say that, every year we get close to the Balloon Classic. I always invite everybody down, and then we have the next meeting, we'll have a follow-up, and it's amazing the number of people, yeah, we came down, or we knew some friends that came down. So those types of things to promote that regionalness of what Indianola has to offer. Because for the longest time, again, we were kind of closed out. We had to change the view that people thought Indianola was a long ways away, and yet we're just as close to downtown as, and probably closer than Waukee or Adel or some of the communities clear out to the west.
Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners today?
The planning, sometimes you do planning and it doesn't look like anything's getting done, and we're spending money on advisors here and consultants. But as we start bringing these plans together, I think in the next 5 years, you will see the benefits of all the planning we've done. You know, we've been busting at the seams for police and fire for many, many years. And one of the plans that we're working on right now is looking at the feasibility studies of, you know, what to do with the current city hall and fire and police station and other facilities that we have that we may have to move some things around and, you know, bring buildings and facilities up to date and same thing with our parks. So those plans in the next 3 to 5 years, you're going to see some big changes in Indianola. And part of that is we need to know what we need to do, as well as the next step is how do we pay for it. And that'll be a pretty major part of it.
And all part of making Indianola a better community, a place where people and the town itself can grow and prosper.
Most definitely, most definitely.
Thanks to John Parker for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.